Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and also my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check that out when you get a chance. Chester Elton is our guest, and he's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's been with us now for many years as a great representative of his organization, The Culture Works. He's the author of a number of books, which he's co-authored with Adrian Gostick, including the new one. Is Adrian part of the new book, What Motivates Me?
Absolutely.
All right.
Without him.
Yeah, What Motivates Me, Put Your Passions to Work. So that's the new book, the new assessment program that we were talking about in the previous segment. And basically the way I understand it is it's a way of taking a couple of dozen motivators and through the assessment identify where you're the strongest and where you're not as strong in a handful of identities, right? So,
exactly.
So, for example, your assessment showed that you were high on the caregiver side.
Exactly. And this is back to what we were talking about. You know, as we were going through this whole, making sure the assessment was valid and so on. And by the way, it is very much statistically valid. We
right.
went where the data took us. I asked a good friend of mine, I said, you know, if you were to guess my identities, and the identities, there are five. You know, you're an achiever, you're a caregiver, you're a builder, you're a thinker, or you're reward-driven. And I gave him those five, and he says, well, there's no question, you are a reward-driven achiever. You are a lunatic, you know, New York Times best-selling maniac. And I said, you know what? And his name's Mike. I said, you know what, Mike? 3.5 years ago, that was very true. Because we just started our new business, we were writing all in, it was our company, and we were very driven that way. Since then, you know, my two youngest sons are off to university. My wife and I are
that's
doing
a new
more
that's a new motivator.
Absolutely. but we're doing more charitable work. We're getting more involved in taking care of our kids and so on. Mm-hmm. And so it completely flipped. I'm very much a caregiver now.
Yeah.
Whereas before, that wasn't the case.
So you're saying, whereas from a personality standpoint, when you do the five-factor model assessment, the person you were 10 years ago is the person you're going to be today. The personality experts say your personality won't change. But
right.
you're saying what motivates you. That's how this is different, folks. On the DISC scale, I'm a D squared. I'm probably not going to change that, right? But in terms of what motivates me, you're saying that this is an evolving thing within us. And that maybe 10 years ago, I would have been an achiever. And now I might be a thinker or whatever. So
right. Now let me explain to you why that's important to know. For example, on my scale, my number one motivator is friendship. I love you know, giving my friendship to people. I'm a loyal friend and so on. And here's what affects business. So Adrian and I are working on a project. And I said, you know what? Let's hire a videographer to create a little movie short for that. And I said, great. You know what? We know Chris King. He's done some work with us before. We really like Chris. He does great work. Let's hire him and send him out and do it. And Adrian says, well, wait a minute. There's a lot of videographers out here. Why don't I put out a bid and take a look at what some guys are doing and let's see that. I said, yeah, but why would we do that? Chris is our friend.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't we work with our friend?
Right.
And he says, okay, that's the difference. See, he's much more of a thinker.
Right.
And I'm much more of a... So once we know that, it takes a lot of conflict out of the relationship. You say, okay, so who are you? Who do you know that you want to do? I'll take a look at some other things, and let's put it up on the table and see what works.
Well, exactly. And because he's your friend, you also trust him.
Exactly.
And this is where I've been saying for a long time that trust is not just the right thing to do; it's the best practice.
Right. Right.
Now, what I was going to say to apply this though for folks out there who are thinking about possibly using this for their own organization, not just for themselves, but for their people. If they've got a team that's starting to not function as well as it used to, it may be that one or more of your people, maybe a key person, isn't motivated the way that they were when you hired them.
Exactly.
Right? And so maybe this is something you need to find out. And, of course, you wouldn't have a baseline for when you hired them because they wouldn't have taken this test back then. But now, with this assessment, you can find out, right, how they're motivated. And if they're in sales and they're motivated to be a thinker or a caregiver, that might not be the one that might not be the right motivation.
Well, see, you're so right, and you can establish a baseline by taking the test with your teams now, right? But to your point is, you may look at your team and say, hey, all we have on this team are thinkers.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we need an achiever. Yeah, we need an achiever to get some stuff done. We may need a caregiver to smooth out the conflicts that are happening. So, you know, as you build your team, you've really got to be into tune. Do we have the right mix? And what we love about it is that we've tested it with teams is the leader takes the assessment, the team takes the assessments, and then you share the results. There's nothing here that's really negative.
I did notice that. There are no gotchas in here. So how often would you give this to the person you haven't hired yet, to a prospect?
Yes. See, we think there's a lot of interesting applications as far as, you know, onboarding people,
right,
taking the assessment.
How often would you give it to a current member of your team? You give it to them now. When would you do it again? 3 years? Five years?
Yeah, I think it's probably a 3 to 5 year rotation,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Unless you see something that really life-changing that's happened.
Hey, Chester, I need a website.
Oh, it's thecultureworks.com. Chester and Adrian Gostick. The book is What Motivates Me, Put Your Passions to Work.
All right, so check that out, folks. And Chester, good job. Come back soon. Congratulations again on the new book, by the way.
Thanks so much, Jim.
Chester Elton, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. Don't forget thecultureworks.com. That's the website. You want to follow this and take that. Get the book and take the assessment. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.